Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Hi. I have charges to my credit card that I did not make.
Way higher.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Lynette, Lynnette Walker, Walker.
Can I get your zip code, please?
46706.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
1111 Cindy Street, Auburn, Indiana, 46706.
Someone's easier to talk to someone than with the credit.
You know it.
I see that an order was placed for an anti-aging cream. That's a face and eye cream, increasing collagen, strengthening the skin, making it look more youthful, reduces fine lines and wrinkles, as well as dark bags under the eyes and crow's feet. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it is a trial product in which you had 6 days to cancel. Had you not canceled within the allotted amount of time, on the seventh day you are billed for the full price of the product, placed on an auto shipping and billing.
So what is the product and how much was it?
So what is the product and how much was it?
The product was a anti-aging face and eye cream.
The dollar amount, sir.
Initially, you just paid for shipping and handling during the trial period, which is $6.95 per vial.
The problem that we're having
yeah, there's
$119 twice.
There's two charges for $119.95.
And we are not paying it. We didn't do that. I don't even know about the aging thing, but whatever. I didn't see that on there.
It was a trial period in which, once the trial ends, you are billed for the full price of the product. The full price of the product is $119.85 per bottle.
Never got the product, first of all. Never got it.
First of all, I don't even know what the product is, and I never got it. I haven't gotten any product. Sir, if a child is going on this phone and making charges, we need to quit this. Put me on, no subscriptions or whatever. Red flag me, whatever. I'm not paying $119, and it said it took it off twice.
Yes, ma'am. There were two products, and I do have a tracking number that does show it was delivered.
That's not your problem. I understand that. This is the issue between you and me. I don't care about that product. I'm not going to be charged for something I have not ordered. Okay. If there's something in my mailbox that has anything to do with aging, I wouldn't know because I would send it right back. So it will never even be opened. But I never ordered nothing. So how do I get this $119 off twice? I take care of two children. I'm a single grandmother. I make $13 an hour. I cannot afford the $119 taken off my. I can't afford age-defying crap. You gotta age naturally, or else.
On October 26th, do you recall placing an order for an anti-aging cream?
No, I do not.
Okay, so
you're not hearing
me.
I have a teenager in the house, and I can't imagine her doing it. But anything's possible. But you know, but I did not. So I don't know what to say except that I cannot afford to pay $119, not once but twice, on $13 an hour. You understand?
I can transfer you over to our fraud division. We take fraud very seriously along with our customer service in the event that this
I
is
never
fraud.
Said it was fraud. Did I say fraud? Does a 13-year-old, does that mean it's a fraud? I never said that I was frauded. I said I never ordered it. Therefore, I shouldn't have to. I mean, you know how many places I've had to call in the last 2 days, sir? when I got my bank statement. You're not the only one. I've got refunds coming back from three places right now that I know of, and I'm still trying to get a hold of one of them. This happened all within a short period of time, within like a short span. And all of a sudden, I see I didn't have no access to my my bank card on my phone. Well, when I finally got it, the access, that's when all these things hit me. I had a $700 paycheck, just under a $700 paycheck, and I've got $94 in my bank account right now. And I just got paid last Friday. It can't happen. You understand that? I did not do this. I do not want to pay this. Who else do I need to contact? I was told to contact you guys. You guys would take care of it. That's why the phone number's there. Does that make sense?
You had stated that you hadn't placed this order. If you hadn't placed this order, then it would be a fraudulent charge. So I had requested...
So you're asking me to talk to someone else? I can talk to someone else. As long as they give me my money back, I will talk till I'm blue in the face. Sure will. Okay? I can't afford to have my card. Don't cancel my card. Or can you do that and have me ship one with fast? Or do I go to my office of my employment and get another one? How do I do it?
I can transfer over to the fraud division. We take fraud very seriously along with our customer service. In the event that this is fraud, we will be transferring.
Transfer me. Transfer me. You have said that four times.
Ma'am, I need.
Translating.
Ma'am, I need to get through stating this so you're aware of what happens with the fraud.
Okay. Finish. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In the event that this is fraud, we will be transferring all the information over to your local authority so that they can prosecute anyone who has used your information without your authorization. In the event that you're filing a fraudulent fraud claim, there are penalties for doing so. I do see that the first and last name, as well as the address that you had provided, does match what is on file, as well as I do have a tracking number that does show that the item was delivered to the address and a email confirmation.
When was it delivered? Did it say?
Give me one second.
I can go down to my mailbox and check. I live in a trailer court. I paid a lot rent.
I do see that you had placed for this to be returned to sender via United States Postal Services. You had placed for this to be returned to sender.
I did that? Are you saying I sent it back?
Yes, ma'am.
I did nothing of the such. But I'm glad it got sent back. That means I didn't pay for it, right? I don't get what you're saying. If I didn't get it, or even if I had got it like you just said, and it says return to sender, wouldn't that mean I wasn't going to pay for it? But I never got it, honestly. Honest to God, never got it. It could be in my mailbox right now, as far as I'm concerned, because I live in a trailer court, so we check our mail down the street. So I don't see my mailbox every day. But that's why I wanted to know when this was sent to me, because if it was sent to me, then I'm going to go down and check it out, and I want you on the phone when I do. You understand that? Because I want to be able to say, oh, here it is, or... Sorry, I don't. I'm not. Well, who would authorize something to be returned to sender?
That's all matter. Why don't my charges? Why?
Right, exactly. Yes. I mean, did I have to authorize that? And I never authorized that either. I never even seen the product. Don't even know what the product is. I mean, I know this sounds good.
That's great.
But I think I'm aging just fine.
Would you like to be transferred over to the fraud division?
No, I don't want this to be fraud. I don't want to be penalized for something I haven't done. I would like for you to tell me what you mean of what you meant by return to sender. What happened there? Explain that to me, please.
So the item would be delivered, and then you would inform the United States Postal Service that you do not want the item, and they would ship it back to the sender.
Okay, so that's what happened? It says return to sender on there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then why would I get? Then why would I need to talk to the fraudulent department? Because if I return, so when it got returned, or if it gets returned, or when it gets back to them, to sender, do they refund my money?
No, ma'am.
Why not? I get charged for something that gets returned? Well, I thought that was a money back guarantee on everything.
No, ma'am.
No, not everything, but everything advertised. So how would, okay, so I would not have the product, nor would I have the money. Is that what you're saying?
You're going to suck.
If I'm going to pay for something, I would like to have at least the product. And you said I did it, that I did this twice, because it says on my transaction 119 twice. So you're telling me I ordered two of them. Not just one, but two.
It is a face and eye cream. It is two different items. So you're billed for the full price of both products.
That is sickening. Wow. Plus you said $6.95, yeah, something like that, for the $6.95 for the what do you call it? The sampler?
Yes, it was a trial product where initially you just pay shipping and handling.
Okay, the item did I receive that? And so it says I received that? Did I receive that in the mail?
No, ma'am. That was returned to sender.
What? And then they charged me the full price?
Yep, twice.
When I never even used it. Or, that don't make no sense. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So how does this work? I just get fucked. $240 out my ass because I don't even have the product to prove it. I swear to God, I do not have the product to prove it. What do I do?
You're stating that you had not placed this order, so I can transfer over to fraud if you would like, or I can assist you. That's entirely up to you.
What do you mean? What do you mean, assisting? You are assisting me now, right? I mean, are you assisting me how? I don't get it. How can you assist me, sir? I'm glad he talks American, though. That's good. I can understand it.
I can offer you a 35% discount off any further billings and have the item reshipped out to you if you would like.
I don't know about that because that's $220. I don't have $240 for eye stuff. Do I look like I need eye stuff? Wow, that's got me all fucked up. I don't know what to do. I mean, I want my money. I need my money. I can't. I do not have no choice. I cannot work.
I can offer you a 50% discount and have the item sent back out to you if you would like. Hello, are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I hit the mute button. My bad. So you're 50% off what? 50% off what? So you'll give me back $119?
That'll be a discount off any further billings and have the item resent to you.
Well, there'll never be another billing, honey. I hope that this never happens again. But, so that wouldn't do me any good. I appreciate that, but I'm going to have to talk to them other people. I don't have a $240 just throw away on two products. I appreciate, you know, but yeah. So go ahead and transfer me over, I guess.
Okay, I'm working on locating someone I can transfer you over to.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm transferring you over now.
Okay, thank you.